guys. Welcome back.
Hey, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Why are you singing to me?
I don't know. It's what I do.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
I just can't be fucked saying how I am. I'm good.
Oh, well, how are you?
No, I'm good. I'm really good. I just, you know, that's it. I'm good.
You, like, ask me one more time and I'll cry.
And I'll...
I'm off.
Ask me how I really am. Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm just not going to comment about the heat this time, so that's all I've got going on.
Okay.
I'm good.
Cool.
How are you?
I'm good as well. You know what? I'm not going to bring any negative energy into this.
Wow.
And neither are you.
And that's it. So if you're not good, fuck up.
You guys aren't good.
Shove it.
We don't want to hear it. No, this is clearly us trying to be like, you know, so good. I am really good. It's just like stuff.
I've actually... There's just stuff that's going on.
Do you know what, though? My shit that I probably could vent about is, like, related to, like, adult stuff, which is what we're going to talk about. But I won't go into it, but it's just, like...
Okay.
Petrol, like, gas prices.
Cost of living.
The cost of living, commuting time, like, logistics between jobs, where I'm living, affording everything, being a student.
Oh, shut up.
Do you know what I mean?
Change, like, your record.
Honestly, again, get a hobby, you know?
Like, yeah.
This is my hobby, and I'm talking about it.
To be fair, though, I'll just say one thing.
Yeah.
Gas fucks me up the ass every time, and I'm sorry for that sentence.
Horrific
statement.
That is quite something else, but...
I have to say it.
Yeah.
It is... something I don't budget for, and I should because I'm an adult, but I don't.
Yes.
And then it goes and grabs me in the last minute, and all of a sudden I'm on Eli, and I'm stuck somewhere, and I'm like, that's cool. And I'm using my weekend money.
Yeah.
Using my $6.50 coconut latte money.
Yeah.
You know?
You're pulling up to the gas, you're putting $6.50 in your car.
I actually have never stooped to that level, but it probably will happen to me soon.
Yeah.
And I work full time.
I think the lowest I've ever put in was like $12 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $12 something. I think that was just a time. I think I was a student.
A need.
And it was just like, I have to put in anything I've got right now.
I need to get home somehow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is a perfect segue into today's topic, which, Grace, is, tell us.
Being an adult.
Being an adult. Do you say adult?
Adult. 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 Adult.
I say adult sometimes, like.
I'm an adult. I'm an adult. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I say adult.
It's like again and again and like...
Yeah, yeah.
You
tomato,
know?
Tomato.
Potato, potato. Grace, schmace, you know? Like, the list literally goes on.
Fuck, that was good.
Yeah, so, anyway. Adulting? Adulting?
No, adulting.
You
adulting.
No, you're...
You don't adulting.
We adult.
What?
We're adulting.
No.
Oh, who cares? Stop getting into the... just kidding. The nitty-gritty of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, anyway, adulting. You know, we had a moment last week. We have had many moments since we...
Yeah.
...probably turned 21, I reckon, mm-hmm. where we've felt, God, that was an adult thing to do or an adult thing to say.
Well, just last week you pulled me up on being an adult by saying... What did I say?
Oh, you said your day was frantic.
Frantic.
And I was like, shut up.
As I sipped my wine. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah.
And like...
It happens quite often these days.
It does. Yeah, we often, you know, we're talking about the weather. We're talking about bills.
Mm.
We're talking about...
Petrol.
Petrol.
Mm.
Just sucks.
Yeah. I want to go back to talking about vodka cruisers.
And like boys and stuff.
Oh, I miss the boys.
Oh, I miss boys. Yeah, literally. I'd rather, like, obviously. But yeah.
No, of course.
Anyway. So, yeah. It's obviously we are in our mid-20s. Grace is about to be 25, and I'm going to be following along in, like, a few months' time. 5 months' time, I'm going to be 25 as well. So.
Here we are.
We are at this age, aren't we? Where we are an adult by...
By fact. Books.
Like,
By what Google says.
Yes,
yeah.
We are adults.
Yeah.
And we don't feel it, but we, like...
Just kind of have to be it.
We are being it.
We're
because
being
we
it.
Just, it's, you know...
It's life.
It's life, and this is just what you do when you turn this age.
Yeah.
But then we're also, like, the reason why we wanted to talk about this is because we know a lot of our followers are semi-ish around the same age as well, and it's kind of an age where you're, like, really having to manage and balance different things.
Mm.
Like, even some of our friends, like, one's got a mortgage, yeah. you know, and I absolutely don't.
I don't even see that, like, in my 10-year radio. Yeah. Like, that's so far away
mm.
because everything's so expensive. Yeah. But yeah, some of our friends have mortgages, which just, I can't even say the word, it kind of makes me yeah. like, gag of it. Because I just, like, that's just not in me.
But yeah, and then, like, you guys are, a lot of you are, you're all in long-term relationships, which I obviously was, but now I'm not.
Yes.
So, like, that's something that I'm like, well, I can't even see.
You
think of, like, in my long-term relationship, I'm like, okay, cool, that could be my last name. You know, that's probably what my kids could look like. That's going to be my in-laws, like, you picture your whole life.
Yeah.
And now it's like, whoa, I can't even tell you, like, couldn't even imagine what my future is going to be like if I'm going to be a mum and, like, you know, who I'm going to marry and where I'm going to be living because it's just not even...
You're just cruising.
I'm just absolutely alone.
You're cruising.
And so, I'm really sad. But that's just, like, an example of how different... everyone at this age is, like, tracking.
Yeah. I think it's quite nice, though, that to see that it's a good reminder that you're, like, for me personally, I've always struggled with the fact of growing up, which seems strange because I know I'm still young, but it's nice to see somebody that I'm close with alone.
Lonely and poor.
And, like, ugly and, you know, like, not doing well. No.
Yeah.
You know, like, go from a real long-term relationship that, at one point, we probably all thought that he was going to be your husband,
mm.
and now you're single and thriving, and you're absolutely fine. Your life doesn't end. It's nice to see, kind of, you know, if that makes sense. Like, someone that panics about, like, change and growing up and blah blah blah. It's nice to see that, like, your life's not over at 24, going to 25, and the rules of back in the day where your mum and dad were probably married with 4 kids by the time they were 17. You know, it is changing.
Yeah.
And it's not the reality. Like, no. You don't have to be married and your mum and dad aren't telling you to get married by 25 because that's what you should be doing. I personally think those rules are changing. But it's so hard growing up and hitting your mid-20s because there's all these pressures I feel of, like...
From society.
All around you. You see people, like we said, our friends want a mortgage. So I'm like, fuck, like, should I have a mortgage? Like... Or have I done enough travelling? Or do I need to go do more travelling? Do I finish my... I've got my, degree, but do I go do something else? Or do I, you panic. Do I need money? Do I have enough savings? No, I don't. I'm nowhere near buying a house. What can I do?
And, like, what should I be doing?
Where should I be?
Yeah. And I guess the answer is you shouldn't be anywhere. Like, you are not... You do not have to be any one of those things, you know? Because, mm-hmm. Like we just said, out of our girlfriends, like, everyone's doing something different.
So different, yeah.
We're at a different stage.
And we're all okay.
And everyone's fucking we're fine.
We're all fine.
Yeah, that's so true.
And I know people that are nearly 30 and they're not married. They have a partner, they might have a kid, but they're not married or they might not have children. Maybe they're thinking, go travelling when they're 30 after saving a lot of money and then having kids at 35. There's no right or wrong, but it's just getting that mindset because it is quite hard. Sometimes because of society.
And also as a female, like, you think, like, I knew when my relationship was breaking up that I know I'm young. Like, I am aware that I have, like, the view that I think I am young.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have this idea of, like, a little bit of, like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm mid-20s, which is... I just, first of all, preface this. I just know, like, there were people listening to this that are like, oh my God, girl, you are so young.
Yes.
I'm in my 30s, so stop it.
We're well aware of that.
I know that's how it sounds, but you still can't help how you feel in the time. Yeah. Like, I still had this thought of, whoa, like, wow, I've just spent 4.5 years with someone, and now I'm going to have to do that all over again before I feel like, is this the person that I want to have babies, because I want to have kids. So there's that element to it. So from 25, you know, like, you're mapping out what's inappropriate. Your brain's going, like, I'm gonna have to meet someone, okay? Yep. But I want to be single for a solid amount of time right now.
Yep.
Then I need to meet them. Then I need to get close to them. And then if I want to have kids,
if you, like, start thinking about it, it's a long, like, timeline.
Yeah.
But in the moment, when you think about your last relationship, there wasn't, like, a timeline. You were just cruising. You were loving it. Like, you weren't thinking, okay, 2 years is done. Okay, perfect. So that's enough time. Maybe we can get married.
Maybe we'd move in together now. And then
yeah. But it's in this point right now, you're just, like, pondering around, like, where you're kind of at. Yeah. You're just, like, chilling.
And I'm really okay with that. Yeah. Like, really, really okay with that. And I think I had a few people around me at the time that were, like, even older than me and single and thriving, being like, oh, my God, like, you don't actually realise between 25 and 30 how many years there are in there.
It's for a
you
long
to,
time.
It is, 5 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to, I mean, you can still be even, like, 30, 35, bloody single, it doesn't matter. But, yeah.
It's just what society.
It doesn't mean you need to rush to, like, find someone so you can have a certain amount of time to have a baby with them. Like,
and I'm so glad it's changing, because, like I said, like, it was like that back in the day, way back when.
Yeah.
It was like that, and so I'm glad that it's changing, because, like, the pressure's kind of leaving, like, women can have kids in their 30s.
It's, like,
there's
seen
no
as
damp, like, you know,
yeah, sure. And it's seen as, like, women are becoming single in their 30s because, or whatever age, because it doesn't suit them anymore. Like, that it's seen as, like, empowering and powerful and they're strong, yeah, rather than, like, oh god, what's she gonna do
here
now?
She goes, yeah.
She's alone. It's like, yeah,
that's
love
good.
That. I'm very, happy about that. I guess that's just one element to it,
yes.
Also, when you reach this age, it's like your priorities can be different from one person to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, we're like lucky that our friends we're all semi at different stages in terms of those kinds of things. But it's important to have people around you that sort of like within reason relate or are part of your sort of, you know, what your priorities are as an adult are different to what they are when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Books, so you can carry on growing, like...
Yeah. With people that suit what you're interested in. Yeah. There was a moment, you know... Well, there's been a few moments recently where, like, you saying that work was frantic, and then, like, sometimes when, like, we're sitting there having a sip of wine, and we, like, giggle into our wine glass, and we go, like, ugh.
That hit the spot.
Yeah, it's like, wow, that was such an adult thing to do. Or
what you watched your parents do a lot as well, just quickly on the wine thing especially. Like, yes. I remember watching my mum drink wine and being like, that, like, the glass, the wine, I don't know, everything about it, the wine bottle, after work picking up a bottle of wine on the way home, that was the most adult thing I can remember thinking. Like, that is adult. Like, adulting is what you say.
Yeah.
We like to have a little glass of wine while we record these days.
Mm.
And it's just that we're
here. Or even, like, if we're just with the girls and we have dinner together or we, like, have a wine on the deck, I'm like, this is, like, what my mum was doing with her friends.
Yeah.
On the deck in the sun. Yeah, like, that's
really
just
cute.
So weird that we now do that in a house
and
we enjoy it. With no parents.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of the best feeling, isn't it?
And, like, we would, like, wait for this moment to be like, oh, I can't wait. It's not all based around wine, but that's just an example.
Just an example of what I personally and what you do as well see as, like, a bit of an adulting moment.
Yeah.
The things... When we were 15, I think 15, 16 is, like, a good age, I think, to reference to, because, like, you're getting into, like, the teenage years, but you're, like, getting older.
You wish you're older than you are.
Yeah.
You always wish at that age that you're...
Cause you're so bad at it.
Because you're not 18 yet.
No.
So you can't do what maybe your siblings are doing, or you can't, like, go out.
What you think freedom is, kind of thing.
Yes.
Fully.
You're just, like, a teenager, and that's just it.
I remember thinking, like... I just wished my 14 to 17 years away, although I had fun, but I just, every weekend, because I had older siblings, and my second sister was only 4 years older than me, so quite close, so she was, you know, when she was 18, I was only 14, but she was going out having fun, and I was well aware of drinking and socialising and having the freedom of choosing to go out and not mum questioning her because she's 18 now.
Yeah.
But I remember just, like, wishing my life away, being like, I just want to be 18. Like, I want to finish school. I'm over it. I want to, like, just go be an 18-year-old. It's actually not that great. Like, you know, it's not that great. But, like, I just remember that feeling of just craving being 18.
And do you think now at this age there is no, not in a depressing way, but... There's none of that in me anymore that thinks, I just want to be 25, or I just can't wait till I'm 30.
No, there's nothing in me.
Because now we've reached this is what
I'm
saying.
I'm, like, scrambling.
Yeah, we've reached the age now where we are, we've just arrived.
Yeah.
And we are just, and it's only just sort of hit me in the last 2 years maximum that I've thought, like, wow, I'm just an adult now.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, 18 to 23 just disappeared, which are, there's a lot that's happened, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just disappeared, and now I'm just an adult, and I'm not really wishing to be any sort of age or next step. Now I'm just doing it.
The only, the only things that I kind of, like, wish that I could do is, like, go travelling. Or, I wish that I could go and, maybe, if when I was still in my degree, I wish that I was finished. But, like, apart from that, no, I don't wish that I was 25. Because, no, to me that doesn't seem fun. Mm. But that's, yeah, like I said, just, like, my own thing.
Yeah.
Of not wanting to get older. But it is exciting. Like, who knows what this year is going to bring, you know? Being a 25?
Yeah.
Who
knows? Yeah.
Chuck a little spin on it, like.
Yeah, I'm okay with being 25.
Mm.
Like, I think.
I'm 25 in 4 weeks, so I'm just a little bit stressed about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's okay.
That's a good age.
It's a nice age. It's fine. Yeah. We're, like, trying to, yeah.
Yeah, trying to make ourselves feel okay. So now that we're, like, in our 20s, our mid-20s, there's lots of things that we, for you and I especially, like, because we talk about it a lot, is, like, that we get torn over.
Mm.
There's lots of things that I guess society, yeah, that we look at and people, like we said, are buying houses. Other people are doing it. That we can see are doing it, like, engagements and babies and houses. Yes. And we're, like,
ah. Actually, I didn't think about that.
So. Yeah, like, how, like, where are we when we're feeling torn over in our 20s? It's do we save to buy a house or do we go on an OE?
That's such a... I mean, for me, it's not hard because I just...
I guess
for me, it's not hard because I just personally... It's just... You know, it's for priorities. Me, it's a... I would say... Yeah.
It's fully that's what I'm trying to say.
My priority is more... I have this real mindset of, like, oh my God, anything can happen tomorrow. I just need to... I mean, I'm working towards my degree and that's my career and I feel quite set up towards that path. So I'm real... happy and satisfied with that I know what I'm going to do with my future.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual buying a house and stuff side of things, I'm like, I'd rather just go on a trip or do... Yeah. That's it for me. But that,
fully.
But that is... I still see other people doing it and think, damn.
Yeah, like I definitely look at it and I'm like, if I could own a house tomorrow, I would.
Of course.
But if I had this amount of money and I could go on a X amount of time OE tomorrow, or if I had this amount of money and I could put it into a house deposit... I know what one I would do, and it would be the OE, because I look at my life as, like, I'm young, and I, for me personally, going on an OE and seeing the world is, like, more fun to me than buying a house. Like, I'm still living at home. It's more
important to you right now.
Yeah, so, like, I actually haven't moved out of home, so that whole thing doesn't really bother me. Like, I'm still happy living with my parents.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not craving to get out of my parents' house and going to buy a home, because if that's the case, then I would do that. That would be my route, but, like... I'm pretty cruising living with my parents.
I'm just cruising
with mum and dad.
Yeah, that's nice that it's nice for you there.
Well,
like, go... Go. Do you go travelling? Say, for example, like, if you're finishing school, do you go to straight into uni, or do you just go get a job and earn money for now? Or do you go travelling, or do you, focus on your career? And, like, you might decide... You might just feel like in your heart you want to go travelling, but you might have pressure from your parents to say, you need to get a degree, I think you should do it now, get it out the way. And you're like, well, that's just, I don't feel like doing that right now. But like, well, so-and-so's daughter's doing it. Like, you know, all of that kind of stuff is hard. And you feel like it's, one thing I would say is that you feel like it's life or death, which decision you make. And that's one thing I guess I have learned. In my very short amount of years of being an adult, it's just not.
No.
Like, it's just not life or death. No one is going to die if you go to work or if you go, like, go work at a random job for a year or whatever, or go to uni. Like, I just think things are meant to happen when they're meant to happen, and they will, and it'll always work out in the end. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I just think things happen how they're supposed to. And, whatever path you go down will be... the right one for you.
And like, if you choose to go to uni and it doesn't work out and you want to leave uni, it's okay. Like,
that's okay
too. Like, if you want to go traveling or you want to go live overseas, but after a year you're like, actually, no, this isn't for me, you've done it, I want to go home. Like I said, it's not life or death. You don't have to then carry on with the decision because you've made it. You can turn it around and go home.
If it takes you another 5 years to get that degree or get that house that even though your friends have bought theirs 5 years ago, who cares? Like, that's your path.
You're on your own path.
You're on your own journey, bro. So,
Well, that's it. And we're just going to wrap up today's episode with that.
Yes. Or, yeah, like, obviously this is relevant because we talked about it earlier, but, you know, for like, whether you stick with your partner that you're in or whether you feel like these are the years that you need to be alone. But you'd only be questioning that if you were questioning your relationship, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't, like, have a perfect relationship and just think, should I end this because I'm in my 20s?
Because I'm in my life, like, experience ages kind of thing.
No, there'll be other factors that come into that, but, that is definitely.
But I think it is a thought, especially if you've been with someone in your school years and you've come out of school and you're still with them, like, from, you know, maybe being with them from, like, freaking year 12 or whatever, and you're still with them now, that's like a solid 6-7 years.
Yeah.
That, I think, is something that you could question. Not question, but, like, people might be like, oh, because society and all that stuff is around, or your friends are around, like, experiencing different things, and you're just with your partner, like, with the same person. I think pressures could come into that.
Mm.
But I guess at the end of the day, yeah, if you weren't happy, like you said, your relationship would be
questioned. You might be seeking something else if you're looking.
Look a bit deeper into why you are thinking about it.
Yeah. But that's another one that's hard. Because you, that's just a hard one in general.
I think we could talk about that one also. Yeah,
that's like in an episode in itself.
Mm.
Okay, so let's just crack on into, like, we'll get some positive vibes at some point at the top, like, the other half of this episode.
Uh-huh.
But I reckon while we're in it, let's just, like, you know, whip out some of the things that, like, we think are, like,
kind of, like, annoying about being an adult.
About being an adult,
we didn't sign up for this shit, you know?
No.
We did, but we didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And we also got your input too, so we'll add them in as well, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Number one, bills. Fuck off. Sorry.
Yeah, but bills are hard.
You know?
Like managing them as well. It's managing not just them. You might literally live at home and only have one bloody bill, and it's your phone bill. But it's $130. And if you're on you need to manage that's going to come out in your pay, and you might not be ready for it, you know, and then all of a sudden you thought you were going away for the weekend, but now you're not.
Literally.
Or you're asking your parents, so you can go away for the weekend, but I promise I'll pay you back on Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, that's just someone that's quite, you know, poor with managing their finances.
Well, that's been me my whole life.
But that's us. We're still in there. Okay. So don't come at us.
You get people that are good with their money and people that aren't born good
with their money. Yeah. Like, people are savers from, like, the five.
Yeah, those are the peeps that have houses and we don't.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So, and here we are.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
It's okay. You know, we've all got our strengths.
Yeah. We're pretty.
Yeah, we're pretty. So we're a podcast. Because that's all we do with our spare time. And then we don't make any money from.
Ah, fuck it. We might.
Okay, anyway. Another thing that comes with adulting, responsibility. And this is just such a broad umbrella term for so much stuff.
Yep.
Like, responsibility for, you know, like, the roll-on effect of things. Like, you've got to take responsibility for if you can't afford your rent.
Yep.
Or you've got to take responsibility for, like, your car and getting it insurance and making sure it's got oil. And, like, owning a dog. You've got a dog. Mm-hmm. Like, the responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah. You think it's easy because you just, like, buy a dog and then, like...
And, like, fun, of course.
You don't... fun and all that stuff, but you don't actually realise the amount of fucking money.
It's a baby. It's a child.
It's a child that needs feeding, like...
And then on top of that, which actually sometimes can be even harder, is, like... Well, we've put accountability as well, but responsibility and accountability for your actions.
Yeah.
Like...
For not paying your rent.
Yeah, for not paying your rent. Think about your actions. No. But, like, you are accountable. If you're a shit mate, if you are a shit partner, if you do bad things to people, if you steal, I don't know, if you do whatever, all these things, if you get fired from your job, like, you will be held accountable for your job, for your actions.
Because you're old enough now.
You're expected.
To know everything.
To know more than what you did when you were 15.
When you're 15, you can get away with all sorts.
Yeah.
Your parents might be able to defend you.
Yeah. You're literally not...
You're under someone else's care.
Your prefrontal cortex has not even developed properly. Ours will by the time... Yours will in 4 weeks.
I haven't heard that.
When you're 25.
I've been in ages.
Yeah. So you literally can't even, like, make... you're not old enough to make those decisions, your life decisions like that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But we are expected to know this stuff.
Fuck.
You're expected to know better. Yep. But also, yeah, if you're going to make mistakes, do it now.
And learn from them.
Do it in your say, like, I reckon potentially your mid-20s, yeah, 27 maybe, knock it off. You know what I mean? Stop fucking up. Wait, or am I being too harsh?
Okay.
But, you know, like, stop being a shitmate. Stop, like...
Of being a shitmate, like, that's fucking awful.
Stop being a shit girlfriend. Stop being a shit boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, I reckon in terms of, like, that kind of stuff, like,
well, sort that's just that a bit silly. Out. Like, sort it out. Nip it in the bud.
Just
now.
Be a good
person. Just be a good person.
But, you know, I think up until now, this is the time to, like, make mistakes and learn from it.
So I've got 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You're saying I've got 4 weeks to cause carnage.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Literally.
Coming for you.
Okay, next one.
Motivation for taking control of your life as well. Like, having that motivation to, I guess rolling on from that, like, to be a good person. It's hard. Or motivation to, like, it's not hard. But motivation to, like, being a better person, or to, like, get up in the morning and have a full day's of adulting.
Get up.
It's hard.
Yeah, get up in time for work, your job or whatever it might be.
Traffic, for an example.
Yeah, traffic, allow time for food. You're responsible
for the food you put in your
body.
Yeah.
Like, if you're being unhealthy, if you're vaping... Oh, sorry, personal attack. No, but, you know, if you're putting things in your body that... You're responsible for that.
Yeah.
Like, you need the motivation to make changes if there are things... That, like, no one else can do it for you.
Yeah. Staying healthy, staying fit, booking appointments, going to the dentist. Yes. I have not been in a long time.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
But I don't.
So, no, it's too expensive.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, another thing is just being torn between priorities and the time frame of your life. Where you think, we kind of said this before, but just like where you think you should be compared to what society's telling you you should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, time frame is obviously just like being a female if you want to have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can be a hard thing to like sort and get your head wrapped around, but also like it's okay. Cleaning the house. Like I personally, like I said, I haven't moved out, but making sure that you are cleaning shit if you have moved out that like your parents definitely did and you definitely haven't done.
Yeah.
Like, you mentioned skirting boards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, when I moved out, I mean, the house that I was in before this one was, like, a little own home in its own. And so it was, like, that's when I really realised, wow, I'm, like...
Scrubbing walls and stuff.
It's maintaining a... like, a house.
Yeah.
It's all full-on skirting boards, toilet bowl. Like, I know that these seem, like, standard things, but you don't realise... You know if, like, your parents would be cleaning on a... huffing and puffing on a Sunday.
Yeah, and you're going, shut down.
But now it's, like...
You actually need to do that. Yeah.
Every week or whatever it might be, because otherwise...
It's just gross.
The house will literally crumble around you.
Yeah. You'll lose your walls. You'll lose your roof. You know, it will crumble.
Yep.
Managing finances, that's hard. And something that I'm quite passionate about is, like, you don't learn this stuff in school.
Mm.
They teach you what 4 times A, B, fucking D is. But they... don't ask me what that is, but they do. But they don't teach you anything to the finances. Maybe unless you take a course.
Economics, or business.
Like, but not everyone goes into that, and no, I did not.
And when you're in school, it's, like, take... the subjects, because you only have a limited amount, take the subjects that you want to pursue. So people that do business and economics end up going on to do, like,
accounting,
so those types of degrees, whereas you and I just want to know how to manage, like, our pay that at that time was coming through from working at an Indian restaurant. We were probably getting $100.
Yeah.
We just want to know what to do with it.
Yeah. And, like, even learning about what KiwiSaver is or... taxes and shit like that. Like, small things that affect you in your pay and in that time would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Because we were getting paid in a job.
And not all parents are sitting their kids down to have these conversations about finance stuff, and you probably didn't frickin' want to hear it.
No.
But if the opportunity was there in school, I think that would have been really, really beneficial for everyone. Another bad thing, like, hard thing, this isn't the worst thing about being an adult, it's just hard, is branching out and making new friends.
Mm.
If you... You could even be, like, a super social person, but if you don't, I don't know, it's easy enough to say, make new friends at the gym or at your work, but, you know, you might...
It doesn't happen that, it's not easy.
It's not always, and sometimes those are definitely the best places to make new friends as an adult, but, that's just one thing that's tricky.
Yeah, especially because you were in a school environment where you were kind of forced to make friends, or you had people around you every day that were relatable or at your level, and then you're in the big bad world.
Mm.
It's like walking down the street, I'll just make a friend.
Okay. Because when you're in school, you go, like, want to play on the playground with me at lunchtime?
Yeah.
Or you text them, and it's just, like, easy and done.
It's easy and done.
But as an adult, oh my God, we've talked about this before, but I think in our friendships episode, but it almost feels like a first date you're asking someone on a first, like, you go through these. Yeah. You literally go through the first stages like you do when you're seeing someone for the first time. It's like you might meet them at a party through a friend. Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck, I had a good night with her. Mm-hmm. She was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would be friends with that girl. You know? And then you're like, next time you see them, like, oh, I wonder what they thought of me.
Yeah.
You know? Did they think I was cool too? Like, I don't really know. And then you find out that they thought you were cool too. And then it's like...
And you've got to, like, arrange a date.
Sober. Or out of the context of your other friends. Where, you've got to be like, should we go for a walk? And then it's like, nervous. Are we going to get along like we did back then? And then, anyway, and then, you know, you have your first sleepover and it's like, oh my gosh, we're now girls.
We are friends, yeah.
Yeah. I've had a couple of those, you know, in recent times. But it is funny that you literally get nervous like you would.
Yeah, it's as a date. You're going on a date.
Yeah.
Definitely. Growing into your body as a woman, it's quite hard. Like, it's quite a hard thing to do, personally, except, like, you look at old photos of yourself when you were 15, 16, 18, 21 even, and you're like, I was so different then, personally. And you go, oh, I wish I could be like that now. And it's like accepting that, no, your body is growing for a reason.
Mm.
You're growing into a woman, especially, like, you know, speaking for myself, woman is a reason. To, you know, you got to grow the hips to, you know, childbirth and all that shit. And it's stuff that, again, is not really taught to you in school. And it's something you just have to, like, accept. But, like, it is hard to get these different lumps and bumps and
And the fact that everyone's body is, this is another thing, is that everyone's bodies are so different that I could look at a friend who's pretty thin and be like, the fuck, you eat the same stuff as me every single weekend and look at you, you know, like I could sit there and be like, oh, look at you, and like I don't feel that way because I'm like, that's just your makeup and that's fine, but you still will compare to other bodies that you see and think like, how come I feel like I am what I eat, like I eat one thing and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, my stomach's like rock hard and pregnant vibes sort of thing. But that's another thing that's really hard to accept, that like you have to appreciate and accept your body, it's yours and it's so different. Your digestive system and metabolism is different, your genes, like everything's so different to the person next to you and like you cannot
just compare. Because I eat the same or more doesn't mean that they're going to be like bigger than you, really not like that.
Yeah, that social media sucks for that stuff.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh my God.
And we'll quickly just go through some of the things that you said. We had some great responses with things about being an adult. Pain to literally just exist. That's,
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Literally what you were.
I just said to the girls at uni today, I am just.
Pain to exist.
Like, working to pay for petrol, so I can drive to work, to drive to uni, to get this degree that I'm fucking paying a ridiculous amount for, to just drive home, to go to sleep, to go back and eat, and do the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, anyway,
Hard agreed. Yakka.
Next one, somebody said, it never stops, stress after stress. Yes.
And it's so sad that, like, that's these are all young girls. Like, we're all the same age, and they're all saying the same kind of stuff, and it's just fucking ridiculous. Is watching people you love make choices that you don't agree with, cheating, drugs, etc.
It's
pretty hard.
Because it's at an age where people sort of like
grow
into themselves and choose what they want to do, and it's quite different to school. And it's like, and do I align with this person? Yeah. Like what we were talking about before. Yeah. Do I align with what they're doing?
Yeah, that's really hard.
And when you've been friends with somebody for so long that you love them to bits because of the length of your friendship, but then it's like, I don't agree with what you're doing.
And how do I navigate that path with you?
Yeah. But also, I don't want to throw away what we've got.
Yeah,
yeah, that's hard.
Really tricky.
Next one, everything is expensive.
The amount of money stuff we've got is
is
ridiculous. Lots it's just sad. Like the random shit we never got taught: insurance, investing, politics. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, 100%. We're expected to vote and all this kind of shit, but I'm like, I've got no idea. Like, it sounds silly, but like, I've got no idea what politics is so confusing.
Yeah. Trying to budget, actually having to act like an adult. That's society's expectations of how you should be acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah, make new friends, have more responsibility.
Choosing what's for dinner, I find that so hard.
Yeah, that's really hard. And but also, like, could be fun.
Oh, it is.
But every night.
It's freeing.
And this, but is, it's what, hard. This is what you've heard from me, mum and dad, for years, you know? Like, oh, why don't I can't be bothered cooking. Like,
or if you don't tell me what you want, oh, we're just going to have
get blah, blah, blah. We're going to have vegetables. Yep. Having to live with consequences of all your decisions.
Yes.
Yes.
That's that whole accountability stuff.
It's really tough.
Yeah. Being able to spend your money on whatever you want. Yeah. Thinking you have lots of money, but mortgages and payments make you broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it, obviously, like, if you, even if you earn a decent amount.
It just gets stripped.
It's just, yeah.
Because you're, yeah, yeah.
With more money comes more responsibility, yeah, because yeah, you yeah. probably have a mortgage and
yeah.
you pay higher taxes than what I would, like, yeah.
God. Sounds fucking tragic.
Yeah. We will pump the mood up soon. Let's just,
we'll quickly go through these. Managing money, making adult decisions, finding the balance of that. That's, yeah, the balance is hard, I think.
Constantly measuring your current progress and success in life with others. So true.
I really like that sentence. Like,
yeah, very true. And yeah, we see what others are doing on social media and think like, mm-hmm. oh, they have such a cool job and I wish I could do something like that, or they've got a house with their partner, I'm so jealous because I don't. Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's just not even a representation of anyone's life.
No. Believing the path you're on is the right one for you. Mm. When there's so many to choose, that's so also a very good line.
Yeah, that's a really hard one.
Yeah.
Somebody just said proper overrated. Yes. Yeah, so true. Okay.
Overcoming the trials and tribulations that life sends your way, that journey can be hard.
For sure. Bills, deciding what's for dinner, and paying for your own groceries and deciding what to have for dinner.
Yeah.
I actually hadn't thought about that, but it's so true. I find, I personally, because I'm not like a huge cook, like I enjoy it when I've got the stuff there,
mm-hmm.
but I suck at thinking about what to cook.
Mm.
It's hard sometimes.
That's why your old food bag and stuff are good, eh?
Yeah.
Your HelloFresh.
Yep.
Okay, right. We're going to get into the best things now, because there are some good things. Of course, Sarah.
Oh, there's many. There's freedom.
Yeah.
Like
that's freaking, well, like I said, I wish that I was 18 and I wish that I was in my 20s, and it is good to have freedom. Like, that's...
It is.
To a point.
To be your own person and, like, you make up... When you really think about it, there's really nice parts about the age that we're at,
mm-hmm.
because... You know, we're, like, figuring out, some of this is so deep and cliche, but, like, figuring out what we think about the world and separate now from, like, which we're at an age where we can think of things separately to maybe what our family does or the way we were raised. Like, we're starting to make our own ideas up and opinions up about the people in our lives and the world as we see it, sort of thing. And I think that that's a cool, really cool thing. That's, and you don't take time to, like, think about that you're actually making up every decision that you make and every friendship that you have and all these relationships. It's all
for you in your life now.
Yeah.
You're not, yeah.
It's no all coming together, like, and you're making up your view of the world and who you are in it because of all of these little, you know, life experiences so far.
It's fucking nice, Joel. Independence that comes from earning your own money, having a license, if you choose to drive, you know, make your own decisions on where you want to go. Yeah, like we said before, like, that's, like, earning your own money is, like, freaking good. Like, it's, you know, like,
what that first paycheck is just unreal.
Yeah, definitely going from part-time to full-time. But, yeah, obviously, and then you make your own decisions on how you want to spend it, and then that is, like, being an adult, you know, how you want to spend it.
Because then with that comes consequences.
That's your roll-on effect, okay? You
see? That's how things roll on to being shit.
Yeah, that's how you can become poor, okay? Yeah.
and I guess just, like, I mean, we kind of just summed it up to, like,
I mean, you just summed it
mainly
up
three things: freedom, independence, and choices.
Yeah.
Because you have the choice to decide, I mean, if you're lucky enough, but there are just different factors that come into this, but sort of, like, choosing where you want to live and how you want to live it, and
mm-hmm.
doing what you want to do, and having people in your life that you want in your life.
Yeah.
Like we said before, you're not confined to the, you know, 1,000 people that are at your school, or like the few hundred that are in your year that you have to hang out with.
Yeah.
You get to choose who you want in your life and what you want to do.
Mm. And like you said, like, we are in an exciting age where these choices are kind of around us at the moment. Like, you know, being in your mid-20s, it's kind of, do you want to go this way or that way? Do you want to, like, go back into study because you can? Like, there's so many different things that comes with being a young adult.
Mm. And like we said before, like, it can seem really, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And literally life or death.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also be seen as something, like, powerful and cool and exciting and, mm-hmm. wow, I've arrived at an age where I get to make this decision.
Yeah.
For myself, and I can get advice from people, but no one else can make it but
me. Not having to go to someone to ask as well, like...
Is it okay with you? Can I do this?
Yeah, literally, yeah. Like, even so little as, like, asking your parents if you can go out to your friend's house.
Mm.
That's, like, yeah, something
hopefully
that...
not a position that you're in.
Yeah, well, hopefully
at 25 you're able to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, we're speaking from ourselves.
Yeah.
And we are very fortunate. But, yeah, it just... That freedom, the choice and everything is a really positive... It's a positive thing to have, like, in this moment for us.
Personally, yes. You're deciding who you want to be in the world, you know? Yeah,
which is exciting.
Yes.
And we also asked you guys as well. We got, like, lots of lovely responses. A lot of freedom to make your own decisions and choices in life, which is freaking wholesome.
A couple of people said... buying anything you want at the supermarket, and that was one of our thoughts on, like, when you're 15, you go to the supermarket and you're like, can I please just have a chocolate bar, please, 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 and or you're like, oh, I've never had a chocolate bar before, Mum, just so they'll buy you one. But when you become...
And they have the right to say no.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just piss you off?
Yeah. You're like, why? And they're like...
Because
I said so.
I love that meme. Sorry, just quickly. I love that meme, and it's like when you ask your mum, like, what's for dinner, or, like, can you go get McDonald's for dinner, and they say, like, you've got rice at home, or, like, there's fruit at home or something.
And there's then fruit in the fruit, like, bowl, and you actually want to die.
Yeah, you just want to, like...
That would be enough to, like, send you to your room in, like, a tantrum, because you're like, thank you, because that the value of a chocolate bar or a little treat is so huge. Yeah. But now, you know, like, I've had moments... in adulthood with my own pay, working full-time, where I've gone to the supermarket, payday, you know, worked hard for my money, and I'm like...
I want a treat.
I could get... Obviously, I'm not going to buy the $100 bottle of milk, like, champagne on the top shelf, but aside from that, I can get anything I want right now. Yeah. Any treat as a kid that I wanted, I can get.
You can get it.
If I want to get a box of shapes, crackers that I absolutely love, chocolate, whatever, I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But... sometimes I just don't. Like, more often than not, I will grab a little Moro at the counter because it's right there in my face.
Right.
But there have literally been times where I've been like, oh, I can't decide.
I don't know, anything. So I'm just going to go.
Yeah, and that sounds almost...
It just doesn't happen to me, doll. I always find something.
Yeah.
I like this one. Having an adult relationship with your parents. My mum is now my best friend. Like,
that's so
I fucking cute. Love that.
Yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah.
This is actually...
And being able,
do you know what? Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because yes, this is such a cool part of becoming an adult.
Yeah.
Is, and with your siblings as well, where you become on par.
Realizing you're not fighting for the attention or like fighting for anything. You're actually on par and you're all adults now.
And you kind of have like common, well, you know, you've got, you might be quite different people, but you do have more common interests because you've got like similar sort of things going on.
Yeah.
And with your parents, it's like, you're an adult now and you are dealing with the responsibilities that they dealt with, and you can kind of understand them on a different level. A
bit more relatable.
Yeah.
Mm. I like, and being able to tell your parents things, like me personally, again, speaking from personal experiences, I can now go to my mum and say, like, we can laugh because I'm like, you know, when I was 16, like, I drank, and she's like, did you? And I'm like, yeah, I just did it behind your back. And we're like, you know, or like, you know, we joke about things, or she could tell me stuff that she did when she was young. So then I now know that she understands what it's like being a kid, but you don't think at the time. You're like, you don't understand what it's like being a teenager.
Mm.
Like, if you for not, not if you, but like, you know, I hate you for not letting me go out to this party when you're 16. They've got your best interests at heart.
Mm.
But then realising that actually they were young too and they made silly mistakes, and
that's why all
coming from a good place. And it's nice to then, like, almost like swap stories.
You just understand each other as adults, not just...
as a kid to a mum.
I reckon it's nice for them as well to be able to see you as... like, see you grow into being an adult and making those decisions for yourself. Okay, can eat what I want, when I want, doing what I want, when I want...
Yep. I love that. Okay. No one stopped me from eating an entire packet of Tim Tams. Literally.
Yeah. That's dangerous, though. But that is cool, but that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you want to crack open the pantry and eat, like, 3 Tim Tams, like, grab them on your way to work, like, for breakfast. Because you're like, shit, I've got no bread. And you grab them and you're like, yum.
Yeah.
Then you feel sick. But then it's like, well, I did that to myself, yeah. Oh, not getting ID'd everywhere.
I still do, Jill.
Do you? Everywhere?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, maybe the odd, maybe the odd time I've stopped in to get, a bottle of wine or something.
Mm.
But, majority of the time I still do.
Yeah.
I'm just so young and pretty, you know?
Getting takeaways whenever you want. Yeah. You're just like, let's get takeaways tonight. Yeah.
No one's going to stop me. I can't
wait till I've got kids and be like, you know what, kids?
Should we just...
Let's be crazy.
And they're excited. And
let's get takeaways. Oh, my God. And they scream.
And they scream and they're like, chippies!
I'm like, jokes.
We're having corn. Get to the fruit bowl.
We're having corned beef.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay. You go.
Adult money. We've got a couple of adult monies. I like this. Freedom to live how you want. Yeah, making adult money. I like that. It's quite a quirky way to think about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Lots of eating whatever you want.
Yeah, I love that. Like eating cake whenever I want it. Yeah. Like heaps of the money stuff. Yeah. Heaps of the freedom stuff. Not having to ask for permission to go and do something. Yes, I find that really freeing. I also find that... Okay, this is just me inserting my life into this.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I also find that really freeing about being single. Yeah. That really small things, which are so innocent, mm-hmm. like... just popping to the dairy, or I said I was on my way home, but actually I stopped at Grace's to pick up a dress, and we chatted for an hour.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell anyone.
Yeah. Getting the where are you texts.
Yeah, yeah.
In a nice way, but being like, where are you?
It doesn't matter. No one really cares where you are.
Yeah.
Because you're an adult now.
Or like going to the dairy and having to ask your partner if they want anything.
Oh, my God. Really,
you just want to spend $2 on a chocolate bar, yeah. and no one's going to know about it, and you just want to go and eat and come home.
All the things that everyone says.
Like, it was all an ask.
The best things,
or you scoff it before you get home, so they don't know that you got it. I feel
like almost it's like split in half. Of good things and bad things.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, but I just think it's the age that we're at. I've really heard that you, thrive in your 30s, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's what people...
But let's not wish our 20s away.
No. We're not wishing anything away, doll.
No, doll.
Oh, yeah, fucking holding on for dear life.
Yeah, we're holding on. We're drowning.
Yeah. Okay, so we reckon...
Yes.
We are going to do a little part two of this episode, because... we know that this is an hour long. We like to probably wrap them up for an hour.
You guys will get bored soon.
You guys will get bored. But we also have a little wholesome segment that we want to put in. So it's we asked people that have lived their 20s, they might be in their 30s or their 40s, and we asked for advice on what they would give to young 20-year-olds that are living in their life right now.
Or what they would say to themselves.
What they've been through, what they would change if they would, anything like that. So we've got some really nice pieces, and we want to chat about them and be able to read them out fully. And
do it justice.
Do it justice. So we do think that that will be another whole episode. So we are going to wrap this episode up there.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to enjoy our wines.
Yeah.
And we're going to see you next week.
Yes.
I reckon.
Thank you for listening to that. Hopefully you related in some way. And
thank you for your input again. Yes. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for your
always
input.
Keep it coming. Cause
very comforting to know that
we're all...
Agreed with every single one of those.
Yeah.
So many of our followers are clearly around or the same age as us, have just gotten through the age that we're at or are
heading
about
into
to be. Yeah,
yeah.
Heading to the age that we are. So it's really nice to know that we're all sort of able to relate to each other and this kind of stuff. Because we're all in it.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat. Let's all get a little paddle.
I think we should all just really...
Take a breather.
be kind to yourself. You know?
Enjoy your moment.
Wow, you know? I thought I had something going there. Do you know what?
You know?
Let's leave the advice till next week because I don't have any of it.
We're done now. But with the advice.
Lovely people that we've asked have got heaps for us. Yes. So
bear with.
Come back next week. And
Let's just wrap it up, Dom.
Okay.
Have the best night. We'll see you next week. Bye.